Welcome to another Turbo Stories. Today, we present Cleopatra. On the shores of the Nile, where the waters reflect the mysteries of antiquity, emerges the intriguing story of Cleopatra, the last queen of glorious Egypt. Amid palace conspiracies and loves that defied empires, Cleopatra's life is woven with threads of passion and ambition. Immerse yourself in a fascinating tale where the fate of a civilization intertwines with the cunning of a woman who challenged history itself. Was she beautiful? Debatable? Was she charming? Probably. Was she politically astute and determined to use her gender and immense power to satisfy her needs? Undoubtedly. Perhaps no historical figure has ignited as much passion and debate as Cleopatra. Destined to be the last of her dynasty, the Egyptian pharaoh used seduction and political cunning to advance the interests of ancient Egypt against Roman expansion. Cleopatra was born in 69 before Christ, in Alexandria, Egypt, as the daughter of Pharaoh Ptolemy Auletes. Her education was exceptional, with access to knowledge in mathematics, philosophy, and languages, and she was known for her eloquence. Although the kingdom had adopted some Egyptian religious traditions, Cleopatra ruled from the predominantly Greek city of Alexandria. Therefore, she grew up speaking Koine Greek, although apparently she was the only one in her lineage who also learned Egyptian. Her life would be linked to disturbances in Egypt and the politics of the Roman Empire. When her father died, Cleopatra, then 18 years old, found herself embroiled in a controversy over which of Ptolemy's sons should rule Egypt. Initially, she ruled jointly with Ptolemy, younger than her, and even married him in a nod to Egyptian tradition. But the young king wanted the throne for himself, and soon a civil war erupted as factions formed to help them seize all power. In response, Cleopatra briefly fled to Roman-controlled Syria. Cleopatra's father had sympathized with Rome and relied on it during his rule. The feuding siblings were no different and soon allied with different factions in the civil war brewing in Rome. From her exile in Syria, Cleopatra sought help from Julius Caesar, then a general and politician aiming to become the sole dictator of Rome to reclaim her throne. Clever and shrewd, Cleopatra decided to meet Caesar in a striking manner. According to chronicles, she was carried in a rolled-up carpet and presented to Caesar in this unusual way. This encounter marked the beginning of a relationship that would change the course of history. Cleopatra became Caesar's lover, and together they had a son named Caesarion. The relationship between Cleopatra and Caesar was not only one of love, but also of political benefit. Caesar restored her to the throne of Egypt after a civil war and named her co-pharaoh. The relationship between Cleopatra and Caesar lasted until his assassination in 44 before Christ at the hands of his enemies in the Senate. Cleopatra had made a long visit to Rome at the time of Caesar's assassination and briefly stayed there, hoping to convince the Romans to recognize Caesarion as the legitimate heir to Roman power. However, she soon returned to Alexandria, where it is believed she had her brother poisoned before reclaiming the throne alongside Caesarion. After Julius Caesar's assassination in 44. Before Christ, Cleopatra returned to Egypt and entered into a relationship with Mark Antony, a prominent Roman general. This alliance sought to ensure Egypt's protection against Rome, but their romantic ties deepened, and they had three children. Cleopatra's fate took a tragic turn during the Battle of Actium, when Mark Antony's forces were defeated by Octavian. Cleopatra tried to negotiate with Octavian, her lover's former co-ruler, but when she realized he intended to capture her and parade her through the streets as war booty, she retreated to her tomb with some servants and committed suicide, likely by poison. The reign of her dynasty came to an end, and Egypt fell into the hands of Rome. Written sources about Cleopatra are also scarce. The Library of Alexandria was destroyed several times, taking contemporaneous accounts of Cleopatra with it. Despite our lack of knowledge about Cleopatra's life, she remains relevant today.